Time now on the Bedusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, is it safe to say getting 5 out of 6 points in Mankato would be similar to winning a couple of basketball games at Indiana or maybe a football game in Alabama?
You know what, Schultz, he's probably a pretty good analogy. It's just been a tough building, as you know, over the years for us, and we feel pretty good about ourselves the way we played there.
Anyone who has watched Nate Arntz over his career knows what kind of a player he is. Boy, that game winner was a hard-working goal. Maybe could have been a penalty called, but somehow found its way in. Aside from that, what kind of a guy is he in that locker room?
He's a world-class guy. He's just a fun guy. He loves life. He's always got a positive spin on things. He's got a smile on his face all the time. Loves being on the ice. He's just a lot of fun. And you know what? There's no negative bone in his body.
He's moved around a lot in his career. What does that take as a player to be shoved into a different role, maybe night in and night out?
Well, you know, he had that in juniors. You know, he went and played junior hockey in 10th grade. So Nate played a lot of junior hockey, and he was inserted into a lot of different situations over the course of those 3 years. And it's obviously allowed him, you know, to be pretty versatile since he's been a Beaver. So no, you know what? He's a team guy first, and when you're a team guy first, it's just whatever the coach wants. You know what wants me to do? I'm going to do it.
You've won 9 games in almost 9 different ways. As a coach, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's good. Even you're exactly right. We found ways to win with our special teams, with our goaltending, with our team defense, with some offense. So we've done things a variety of ways, and you know, I think that we've got a pretty versatile group right here that can. You know, do a lot of different things, and at the end of the day, you know, we still want to make sure again that, you know, we're committed to defense, but we want to play really, really fast. And if we play fast, we just feel that we can create a lot of turnovers and we can generate offense with our speed.
Last week was the first time I had seen 3-on-3 overtime in person. It's a completely different animal than it is on TV. A week thinking on it, I'm still not sure what I think about it. A week after it, have you changed any of your philosophies or any of your thoughts on 3-on-3?
No, not at all. Just the same stuff you and I talked about last weekend. And the bottom line is it's in the hands of the players. And there's a few things that obviously you have to do, you know, to help increase your odds of winning the 3-on-3. But at the end of the day, you got to make a play at the right time.
Is it nice to get that first one out of the way so you don't have to have guys thinking about it?
Yeah, I like that, Schultz. I'm glad that we've played. Because I've wanted to play. I just wanted to see again how it goes and the enthusiasm, the excitement level of 3-on-3. And I was on the edge of my seat on the bench, so I can't imagine how the fans were. But it was fun. It was really fun. There's no question. You want to win those 3-on-3s because again, it stings. Obviously, it stings if you lose, even though it's a tie in the books, and it still stings when you lose that extra point.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return. Bedusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bedusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with Coach Tom Ceratori on to Northern. They played without Dominic Schein first time around. How different are they with him?
Well, I mean, take our best player out of our lineup. How different will we be? I mean, you're still going to have a pretty darn good team, but you know, your best player is your best player. So he's back in the lineup right now. He's a force. He can shoot a puck. He's strong. He can skate. So, no, that's a big get for those guys, getting him back in the lineup.
A lot of changes in a month. So 2 wins a month ago make any difference right now?
No, I think we're focused on right now. I haven't even thought of a month ago, Schultze. We've played, obviously, 8 more games since then. They've played, I don't know, maybe, 8 more games as well. So we're a different team. They're a different team. We're on small ice. That was big ice, so. No, it's just it's different right now. There's no question. And again, we didn't really watch that much video of ourselves when we played in Marquette a month ago, just because again, it's things have changed, and they've changed a lot of their tactically. They've changed a lot of things as well.
How are they different on small ice?
Well, I think they're going to be more physical. That's the thing. I mean, they can get to you. I mean, they're a physical team, and they're physical on big ice. So keep your head up.
Speaking of that, I thought last weekend was one of the most physical weekends that I had remembered in a long time. To me, the hit on Jordan Heller didn't pass the eye test anymore. Hits that big just don't happen very often. When they do, they're typically called penalties. How do you teach contact? How do you teach big hits?
Well, I mean, it's just timing. It's just timing. It's all it is. You don't teach it. You know, that's just it's timing of the player and then the mentality of a player too. I mean, you have to be physical in nature to obviously want to make a hit, mostly a hit like that.
I didn't really see what happened to Dylan Eichstedt. It was a little bit behind the play. What did happen?
You know what? He just kind of got caught up with with a player behind the net, and he just kind of, I think he got his foot caught in a rut. It was it was just a kind of a harmless play.
How are they both doing?
Dylan is having surgery right now as we speak, Schulze. So, we'll see what happens. But it's probably going to be 6 to 8 weeks.
How much does your team change without Dylan? He's been in so many different situations for you over the last year and a half.
Well, your team changes, and other guys just have to pick up the slack. I mean, Dylan solidified himself this year as one of our top penalty killers. He can eat up a lot of minutes because he's got great legs. You can stay out there all day. We've had him in a defensive role, and again, he skates well. He's got a good stick. He can play against the opposition's top players. He's a heck of a penalty killer. So it's a loss. But again, other people just have to pick up the slack.
Miles is back in. Leo is out tonight. Juggling your lines when things are clicking isn't really what a coach wants, is it?
No, it isn't. You know what? I mean, obviously you want things to be perfect all the time, Schulze, but that's not the world we live in when it comes into coaching and playing. So there's injuries all the time, and then you got to modify your lineup. You got to try to find the best chemistry you possibly can, and then you got to play. You got to play the game and see what happens.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.